Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. Bob is also the biographer of Hubble, the very successful NASA optical telescope, now picking up Arendelle. Bob, what is Arendelle? Where is it?
Well, according to the scientists who looked at this data from Hubble, this Arendelle is a single star that is the most distant star ever seen so far in history. They estimated it is only about is less than a billion years after the Big Bang, which puts it almost 13 billion light years away from us. I want to emphasize the uncertainty of science here. The reason they think they can see a single star from that distance, you got to understand, at that distance, anything Hubble sees of a galaxy is a smudge. You can't see any individual star. You cannot see any individual stars in any galaxy at that distance. It's just these are smudges of light. So how can they see an individual star? Well, what the scientists think happened is that the light from the galaxy this star is in was lensed by a galaxy cluster in between us and the galaxy. And what Hubble takes is an image, you can see it on the image I have on Behind the Black, an arc of light. And that arc is the distorted light from the galaxy created by the gravitational lens. And along that arc, there is one specific red dot. And the scientists say that red dot is actually that single star. Forgive me if I say I'm from Missouri and have doubts about this. I'm sorry. This has to be taken with extreme skepticism. Nonetheless, this data is extremely intriguing because when James Webb becomes operational and can take a look at this particular little dot, it will tell us quite a bit, and we might learn a lot more. And it will be very interesting, John. So it's good science. I will say that much.
We go to the unique planet Pluto. And the possibility of volcanism. Where? How, Bob?
Well, this is also uncertainty of science. According to a new research paper published this week, scientists now posit, based on data and images sent back by New Horizons when it flew past Pluto in 25, that they think they've located a region where there is active, potentially recent or active volcanism on Pluto. It is not lava volcanism. It's probably volcanism of other material. At those cold temperatures, water is solid like granite, so you could have volcanism of ice, but it would be more like molten lava in its functions. Anyway, the geology of this particular place on Pluto, it's a mountain they call Wright Mons, after the Wright brothers. And it is a mountain that's about 3,000, it's a mountain about 3,000 feet high, but it has a central depression that's as deep. And that kind of mimics a volcanic volcanoes of caldera. And so that's what these scientists are positing. There's uncertainty here, but it does suggest there could be some activity on Pluto. The problem is they don't have any idea how such energizes such volcanism. And that doesn't mean it can't happen, just we don't know enough yet about geology of such cold environments, how they can be active in such a cold place. We know Pluto can be active, though, from the data we got from New Horizons. We just don't know really how, and that's just the greatest of science. It's really a cool mystery.
The abstract for Nature magazine publication reads dryly, "The existence of these massive features suggests Pluto's interior structure and evolution allows for either enhanced retention of heat or more heat overall than was anticipated before New Horizons." That's really cool, Bob, to be that far out and to generate heat.
How is the question, and they just don't know. This doesn't mean it, when I say how, it doesn't mean I'm saying it can't be. It means we just don't understand this at all.
We come way back to the planet Mars, our object of affection for this next century, and a radiation, a story about surface elevation and radiation. What is it, Bob?
This is a research done using data from Gale Crater and Curiosity and using models to try to extrapolate it over the planet of Mars to try to understand what the surface radiation is on Mars and how it threatens future colonists and how those colonists can be protected from that radiation. The study specifically wanted to see whether it would matter if you were at the very deepest surface elevation like Mars's Death Valley, which is Hell's Basin, or whether you were atop of Mount Olympus Mons, its highest point. How much does the atmosphere help you or hurt you, depending on your elevation? And what the study found is there is differences, but it's pretty insignificant. You basically need, if you're going to build a cover your base with debris to provide shielding, it's basically maybe a few inches difference in how much debris you have to put on. Basically, what this study found is to properly shield any underground facility, you need to cover it with at least 7 feet of material or be in a cave which has an overburden that's at least that thick. You know, it's maybe 6 feet if you're really in low elevations, but the difference is inconsequential here, John. Regardless, we need to protect ourselves from radiation on Mars.
Yes, looking to the future colonies on Mars, which will be sub-Martian in some fashion. Bob Zimmerman keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.